Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Michael Wilson is our guest on this weekend show. He is the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County. One of the big things we're focusing on is the impacts of COVID-19. We know a lot about the health impacts of COVID, also the mental health issues related to the pandemic and isolation and things such as that. And that's what we're really touching on this weekend show. So continuing on with that conversation, Director Wilson, anything else you'd like to add just about the observations you've made during the time of COVID-19?
Yes, thank you. Even though the data doesn't show an uptick in suicide, there are definitely some at-risk populations, as there always have been. And experts definitely warn that there's a secondary effect of the pandemic around suicides. And some of the concerns are that during the pandemic, there was a sharp uptick in gun sales, and that we had 2 million guns bought in March of 2020. That was the second busiest month for gun sales on record, and more than 1 million people attempt suicide in the U.S. every year, which is amazing. More than half of the 47,000 completed suicides are done by firearms, so there's definitely a parallel of access to firearms and completed suicides. So being mindful of that as a community member or professional or business out there, just being aware of anyone that might be having some suicide thoughts, taking action, providing the resources, and you know, if there's access to guns, that can be a pretty serious indicator. But to qualify the impact of COVID-19 as a greater risk may not be completely accurate. Again, we do not have an uptick at this point. We don't really know the data. There is definitely a lag. But if you take like the Great Recession of 2008, you know, about 5 million people lost their jobs, but the suicide rate did not skyrocket. So the American people are very resilient. This community is very, very resilient. And with efforts like yours to get the information out there via media and some of our efforts around suicide prevention and getting the information out there, we are going into May, which is Mental Health Month, and we are planning some activities around that to get more of that information out there, more of that prevention service.
Are there any other kind of common, I guess you'd say, red flags or things to watch for that you know, with friends and family that could be having suicidal thoughts?
You know, just being mindful of statements, you know, things like, you know, I wish I were dead, or you know, I just can't take it anymore. You know, not letting those kind of comments just go unchecked. You know, I think most individuals now, with many of our suicide awareness and prevention efforts, know that by asking about suicide does not increase the risk that a person's going to try anything. It's actually the opposite. It'll decrease if you follow up and ask questions. You know, the common things about recent loss, someone that's isolated, use of alcohol and drugs is a risk factor, someone's routine changes. There's all types of things to watch out for. And again, it's just asking directly. That's one of the biggest things we can do, is just ask directly if you see someone struggling or think they might be contemplating suicide.
Do you see, you know, suicides across all age groups, or is it typically common in one age group as opposed to another?
It affects all age groups. I know there's been some concern recently with youth and suicide ideation or attempts, though looking at the data, we have a very low rate of youth that complete suicide or attempt self-harm in that way. But again, it's all age ranges, and individuals probably my age range and younger are, you know, at risk due to life stress and job loss or relationships and, again, substance use as well.
And before we move on to other topics, anything else related to COVID-19 that you'd like to share or have observed?
You know, that's probably saying the obvious. We'd all like to come out of this and move on and open up, and there's a lot of fatigue about, you know, having to practice all these safety measures and all the changes that we've endured. So it'll be really, I think everyone's just really looking forward to things returning to as normal as possible.
Well, you mentioned Mental Health Awareness Month coming up in May. Can you share a little bit about things that are going to be taking place locally here in Tuolumne County?
Thank you for asking. The main thing I'd like to promote is that we are having a community forum for behavioral health. And it's going to be via Zoom. It'll be Thursday, May 6th at 5:30 to 7. And we have it on our Facebook page, Tuolumne County Behavioral Health, and other forums. We'll get the information out there so people can participate. But if you go to our Facebook page, the flyer is on there, which has the Zoom meeting ID, passcode, and other information for individuals to listen to our panel of experts in the community. We have Bob White from ADCA, as an example. Several private practitioners will be joining us, and individuals from other communities, community support agencies like ISIS and the Center for a Nonviolent Community, and many others, to talk about the issues around what each of us does, what we do differently, who we serve, and then, of course, we're going to talk about behavioral health as it relates to COVID in Tuolumne County.
You know, this forum, who is it, would you say, is it kind of aimed for?
Hopefully it's broad enough that everyone can benefit from it or, you know, increase their knowledge of behavioral health services in Tuolumne County. And again, it's not just Tuolumne County behavioral health, but any provider of behavioral health services in the community in Tuolumne County. So we're trying to target as large an audience as possible, again, explaining what each of us does and how we overlap, maybe educate people on some of the services they did not know were available, as well as just kind of talking openly about COVID and what we've seen as a provider community.
Is there any services that stand out in your mind right now that people might not be aware are available here locally?
There are a lot of national and state level services that have been launched around COVID. It's a pretty exhaustive list. I will make that part of the community forum just because of the length of the resources that are available.
So the forum itself, you know, did you say you want people to register ahead of time to get a link to it?
No, they don't have to register ahead of time. We will, we're not sure what to expect. And we talked to the city of Sonora about how many people they got on one of their last community-wide Zoom events to get an idea. So to control participation, we're probably going to take the stance of allowing our panel to talk. Anyone that's Zooming in to be part of it can ask questions via chat. We'll kind of pull those questions together and then address the questions after each segment.
You mentioned you're going to have a lot of providers and people speaking at this event. Is there pretty good coordination when it comes to the behavioral health community locally here?
You know, there is some very good coordination among the different services we offer, everything from, outreach and prevention to our treatment efforts. It can always be better, but we constantly come together and talk. We are open to each other as far as referrals and making sure individuals move between our systems without gaps in service. But, there's always room for improvement. We just have to kind of keep coming to the table and meeting on a regular basis and listening to any complaints we get and trying to improve access and treatment.
Are there any common questions that you receive as behavioral health director about, different services and what's available locally?
The biggest questions I get are kind of related to who we serve. Individuals will wonder why we aren't doing a particular thing. It's like, why aren't you in the schools providing, behavioral health counseling or anything like that where it's not our regulatory mandate to provide that. So to do that, we have to be very mindful that we're not taking resources away from our beneficiaries or in some cases maybe even stepping on someone else's toes as far as providing services which aren't ours to do. So we're just very mindful of the law and who we serve, and then from achieving our basic services as defined by the law, we grow from there to try to do more for the community.
So to answer that question you just brought up, is it a school district? Do they oversee their own counseling and behavioral health type services?
That is correct.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Michael Wilson, who is the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.